Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Let's Do It Radio. You may listen to Let's Do It Radio by calling in to 845-241-9985. Every Sunday, you will find us here at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 6 a.m. Australian time zone. You can now call in using Skype by dialing 845-241-9985. Thank you for joining us today in worship, and please join us every week today, on Tuesdays with Janet Swartz, Political and Update News, Tuesday, Reverend Dr. Ralph Field, Think Wealth, Wednesdays with Reverend Carolyn McCullough, teaching from the Bible, and Fridays, Reverend Tanya with the Vitiligo community. So we invite you to Let's Do It Radio to listen in and be a part of our listening audience on a regular basis. Thank you so very much for joining us today. We are so blessed today. We will have two speakers, Reverend Leo Broadway and Reverend Rodney McCullough, both with Spread the Word Ministries, and we are so grateful to have them here with us today. Our director of doitallinthemall.com is Sharon Salisbury Frazier from Waccamaw, Washington. You're listening to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by doitallinthemall.com, the only place where you can shop and a percentage of our commissions goes back to your communities, making a difference nationwide. So follow us at www.doitallinthemall.com 24/7. Nationwide, and take a tour and shop. Let's Do It Radio. Thank you so very much. We appreciate your being here today, and we pray you enjoy the service as you worship with us. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Are you excited to be able to worship today? Amen. I certainly am. So join me for an invocation. Holy Spirit, we come to you right now, inviting you to be in our midst. We come asking that you, O Lord, would forgive us for those sins that we have committed, be it in our thoughts or in our deeds. Come, come, Holy Spirit, fall fresh on us in this place right now. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, we're going to have a song at this time. On Time God by Dottie People.
The children
Dottie Peoples, for reminding us that he may not come when we want him, but he's always right on time. And I know there are many who can testify to the fact that he's an on-time God. At this time, we're going to call for Reverend Eric Broadway, who's going to lead us in prayer.
Oh, Father God, we come, we ask that you would be merciful to us, Lord God. Give us strength once again, oh Lord God. We ask that you would touch the hearts and minds of those that are listening on this radio audience, Lord. We ask that you would cover them with thy Holy Spirit and allow their hearts and minds to be changed by your word, oh Lord God. And we ask that you would touch the speaker, oh Lord, and allow the speaker to to be moved, O Lord God, by you and your Holy Spirit. Lord God, we ask that you would continue to bless the radio audience, bless the all the workers behind the radio station, Lord, that works in it, works of making it better every day. We ask, Lord God, that you touch all the ministers, Lord God, pastors and preachers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Eric, for that very powerful prayer. And we know that prayer moves the heart of God to act on behalf of us. Amen. Thank you so very much. At this time, we're going to have a blood song melody played in your hearing.
Somebody say, it's the blood. It's the blood. If you would learn how to plead the blood over your family, if you would learn how to plead the blood over your children, you would see a transformation like never before. Somebody just say, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood. Oh, come on, this is the stuff we used to do for communion. Yeah, these are the songs that carried us. It washed as wine. Come on, sing it like it's Sunday morning. Say, oh, the blood. Yes, Lord.
Sing it.
Say, oh, pressure.
Oh, pressure.
It was the blood. Hallelujah. Nothing but the blood can save us. Nothing but the blood can cleanse us. There's power, power, power in the blood of Jesus. There's healing in his blood. Hallelujah. So we're grateful for his blood today. Thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. It gives me great pleasure at this time to present to you and introduce to others Reverend Lil Broadway, who is a mother, a grandmother, a friend, a teacher, and an associate minister with Spread the Word Ministries. We are so happy to have her here today. We know that the Lord is going to bless her to share a word with us that will change all of our lives. Hallelujah. You've already heard that it's nothing but the blood. And if you listen to the word of the Lord today, whatever your circumstance may be, whatever your situation is, the Lord can change it all. Hallelujah. By you just believing and accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So I pray you're feeling the Spirit of the living God moving in your in and on your hearts today. We thank God for this worship service, and we're just praying that all of our lives will be changed. We know it will be richer if we open up and let him in. Amen. Hallelujah. So I present to you Reverend Lil Broadway, who will come and share with you what the Lord has shared with her to share with us. Amen. Reverend Lil, come on.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend McCullough. I thank you very much. And I thank the radio station and all that's connected to it for allowing me another opportunity to speak. And I thank the Lord most of all for giving me a word for the people. And let us pray. Precious Lord, as we come before you this evening, I come with a very humble heart, dear Lord God, realizing and knowing and acknowledging the fact that you are God. There is no other than you. And I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for allowing me another opportunity to speak your word. So I ask now that you will move me out of self, that you will fill me with your Holy Spirit, and that you will anoint the ears of the hearers and allow us all to hear the word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And as I proceed on, I would like to tell part of the story and read part of the story. And so I'm going to begin by giving a little information of John chapter 12. And if we look, we will find that it was 6 days before Jesus' crucifixion. And Jesus was at his friend's house, Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead over in chapter 11 of John. And so now they are all together, his friend Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. And they had a house full of people, all of the disciples of Jesus, and then there was friends and neighbors and just people that wanted to see Lazarus, and some that wanted to see the man that had raised him from the dead. And so we go on from there, and we see that on the next day, which was the fifth day before the crucifixion, that he rode into Jerusalem. The people heard that he was coming, so they laid down the branches of palm trees, and they went out, they went forth to meet him, and they cried, "Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." And so then when we get down to the 19th verse of that chapter, we find that the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing. Behold, the world is gone after him." It sounds like there was a little bit of jealousy going on there. But then we know that the Pharisees did not care for Jesus, and they were always plotting and trying to find things that he was doing wrong concerning the law. And so we find that there were some Greeks there also. also that wanted to come up to, that had come up to worship at the feast, and they desired to see Jesus. And so they went forth to tell one of the disciples, which was Philip, and Philip in turn told Andrew, and Andrew and Philip in turn told Jesus. And when Jesus got the word that someone wanted to see him, he began to speak, and he and Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." Well, he was letting them know, he was getting ready to let them know that it was time for him to leave them. And he goes on and he says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it do, if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." And I don't know if anybody out there in Radio Land has ever had a garden, or if they just planted a few seeds of vegetables. But when you take a grain of corn, and that's really not what Jesus had. He was speaking of wheat, but they used the word corn. But I'm using the corn kernel. And if you just take one kernel of the corn and you plant it, you will find that you will get a stalk full of corn cobs, and those cobs is in a shuck, and then you find that the ear of corn is there, and the ear of corn, it produces many kernels of corn, and you don't find just one corn cob, but you find many ears of corn on one stalk. And so Jesus was trying to let them know, when I go, the time for me to go is very near, and when I go, I will die, and then after I die, I will be able to have more. People will be coming more than what they are now. And so we see that he went on to tell them, "He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal." Well, again, he's trying to let us know, if we choose to live our lives, and we choose to live our lives in sin and wickedness, and not choose to serve and live for him, then we are going to wind up in hell. But if we choose, oh my, to live our lives for him and to follow him, then we will have life eternal. He goes on and says, "If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." So he's letting us know, if we come to him, if we believe upon his work, which is the cross of Calvary, if we submit our lives to him and we begin to live our lives for him, then we will have eternal life. And he promises that we will be with him wherever he is. He says, "And where I am, there shall also my servants be." And it's really a twofold message, because he also says, "If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." So not only will we be with Jesus, but we will also get, the Father will be honoring us. And that is twofold. That's a twofold promise. And so he goes on. Then he says, now my soul is troubled. And I have to ask this, have anybody in Radio Land ever had their souls troubled? Now I know that we all pretty much every day have some troubling in our mind, because so many different things come at us all the day long until it bothers our mind. But I'm asking, have you ever had your soul trouble? That takes it much deeper. Oh yes, than having your mind trouble. And so he's saying that my soul is troubled. Well, what was causing him to be troubled? He knew and he understood why he was here. He came in order to die, and he knew that that time was just about there. He knew that he was going to have to go through the night court with the Pharisees, with the Sadducees. He was going to have to go through the night court with the rulers and the elders of the church. or the synagogue, rather, and he knew what was that they would have people that was lying purposely on him. He knew that he was going to be tortured by these people, and then they was going to take him to Pilate, who ran the little nation there, and they was going to insist that Pilate crucify him. But Pilate's wife told them, no, don't have nothing to do with this man, because this man has done no wrong. Pilate seen that he had done no wrong. So Pilate decided that, well, I'll have him flogged for a few minutes and let him go. That was his mindset. But they found the biggest, the strongest, the hardest hitting soldier, probably the most meanest soldier, and they tied Jesus to the whipping post. Yes, they did. And they used the cat of nine tails, which consisted of broken metal and broken glass. And every time that soldier hit him across his body and yanked that whip, it ripped his skin. It tore down to the marrow. All in the flesh and the blood came forth. Isaiah said they beat him. Yes, they did. Until his vestures was marred and he was unidentifiable. But he stood there in spite of. And God up above through his spirit gave him the energy and the strength to handle and take it. But when they got through, they took the crown of thorns and they made a crown out of it and they pushed it down on his head. I imagine that they took some type of instrument to push it down so that they would not get stuck with the thorns. But he was willing, yes, he was, to wear it, because the thorns also was cursed. Yes, they was. Everything in this earth was cursed, thanks to the enemy. But don't you know, the blood ran down. I can see his blood from the thorns running down his face, running in his ears. And I believe that the probably was stinging everywhere that they was embedded in his head. But hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He didn't give up. He never said a word. He allowed them to do what they felt they had to do. Because he said, he said, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from the hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Yes, and then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard it said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus said, he answered and said, this voice that came not because of me, but for your sakes, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. Yes. And so he let them know that the voice you hear that's coming out of heaven, that's my Father. And he is saying he's going to glorify his name again. And he's not saying it for my sake, but he's saying it so that you can hear and that you can understand that I belong to him. He's my Father. Hallelujah. And that now is time for judgment. Yes, because we do have an enemy called Satan, who has taken the dominion from Adam a long, long time ago. Yes, that's how sin entered into this world. Yes, because he deceived Eve and caused her to disobey God. And so now we're all born with that sinful nature. But Jesus said that now is judgment of this world. Shall the prince of this world be cast out. Oh, hallelujah. So he took what Satan had stole. He took it back by force. Yes, he did. He took it back through the dying. Oh, on the cross. Yes, he did. Whereby you and I can get victory today. And he went on to say, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Oh, hallelujah. And what he was saying is, I have to go. I have to die. Otherwise, men can never ever be saved from their sins. Men can never be delivered from their sins. I have to. But just because I have to does not mean that my soul is not troubled. Oh, I thank you today, Jesus, that your soul was troubled. I thank you that you didn't give up. And they continued to do what they urged up the crowd to crucify him. Crucify him until Pilate had to give in. Oh, yes, he did. And so that's what they did after they beat him and did all they could do. They put a cross on his back and caused him to walk down through the Via Dolorosa, dripping blood everywhere. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. I thank you, Lord. And when he got to Calvary, oh, God, got the heel, laid down. He said in his word somewhere that no man takes my life. I can lay it down. And if I lay it down, I can pick it up again. Hallelujah. So when he got to Calvary, don't you know he laid down on that old rugged cross? Yes, he did. They didn't bother to smooth it out. I'm sure it was very rugged and raggedy. Oh, there were splinters everywhere. But all he laid and he allowed him to nail his hands and his feet to that cross. And when they finished, they was able to stand it up. Oh, hallelujah. They raised him up. Yes, they did. And they dropped it into the hole. And he hung there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He hung there for about 6 hours until he decided. And the Holy Spirit told him it was time for him to die. And so he committed himself into the hands of his Father after they tried to make him come down off the cross. Oh, yes, they did. But thank you, Jesus, that you didn't come down, but you stood. You hung there in spite of. And they tell me that the sky got dark. The earth trembled. And a great earthquake came. It came and it split. Oh, yes, the veil that was covered the Holy of Holies, whereby only the priest used to have to go in. We could not go there because of the sin. But now, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can go into the Holy of Holies. We can walk into eternity. Thank you, Jesus. On our own, because of Jesus, because of his death, because of his blood, he is now our high priest. He sits at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession still. Oh, Jesus, for us. Thank you. If I be lifted up, I will draw. Oh, yes, I will. All men unto me. And today in Radio Land, I invite you, if you don't know him, to come on. Oh, yes, come on and make yourself known to him. And I invite you, oh, Lord, to lift him up still. How can we lift him up? We can lift him up by continuing to tell a dying world who Jesus is. Tell a dying world there's a better way. There's a lot of calamity, confusion, depressed and oppressed. Oh, yes, it is in our land. And all over the world, there's stuff going on. But we need to be busy. We to wake up. We need to stop sleeping. We need to return to our first love. Oh, hallelujah, don't let your love wax cold. In the name of Jesus. And we need to be busy telling the world about Jesus and that he is the answer and he is the more excellent way. If you need deliverance, it is Jesus that can deliver. If you need, hallelujah, healing, it is Jesus that can do the healing. If you need salvation, it is Jesus that needs, that saves. It is Jesus. No matter if you are bound by alcohol, if you are bound by drugs, if you are bound by anything, it is Jesus, hallelujah, that can loose you and break the ties that bind. Oh, yes, it is. I ask you, oh, Lord, that you will come today. And if you have already came, hold him up. Hold him up. Hold him up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you. I give you praise and glory. And I ask you, Lord, that this message will touch somebody, that you will send a double portion of your Holy Ghost to touch them, to convict them, and even convince them to come on to Jesus. I pray that you will put them in a repenting mode. Oh, Lord, pulling out those stony hearts and putting in fleshly hearts, whereby, Lord God, they can be your people and you can be their gods. We need you, Lord. Oh, won't you come? Won't you send your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus? I thank you, Lord, and I commit it to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have heard a word from on high. And that same Jesus that she's preaching and teaching about today is still available for all of us today. And I wanted to share with you that, you know, something has to die in order for life to come forth. And that's what Jesus was trying to explain about the corn. But I want you all to know that Jesus died so that we might live. So he died so we might live. And as we continue to fellowship and celebrate, don't go away, fasten your seatbelt, because we've got another preacher coming in just a little bit. Amen. So I want you to listen to the words of this song. Whatever you're going through today, know that the battle is not yours. If you give it to the Lord, he'll take good care of it. In the name of Jesus, the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Amen.
Amen. I pray you have been listening to the lyrics of that song, because this battle really is not mine. It's not yours. It's the Lord's. And all we have to do is turn it over to the Lord. No matter what you're going through, no matter what, no matter how many people are dying around us, no matter what this COVID is doing, all you have to do is turn it over to the Lord. The Lord knows all about it. He is a God who knows everything. And so I just thank God for the word that has already gone forward. Sister Leah, you preached out of your soul today. And so you have been moved, and I know God is pleased with our worship today. So I thank God. At this time, please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the continued opportunity to continue in worship, hallelujah, before you today. Lord, we come asking that you continue to raise us higher in you, O Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us. Thank you, Lord, for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs and meeting all of those needs according to your riches in glory. Hallelujah. We lift up this world to you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you move in the name of Jesus. Just as Jesus was lifted up, you said in your word that if we would lift you up, that you would draw all men, oh God. We need you to draw all men unto you, dear God. So we ask that you allow us to not look at what's happening, but allow us to know that you are still a God who answers prayers. And all you want is for your people to come back to you, oh Lord. You made the ultimate sacrifice by allowing your son Jesus to die on the cross for a wretched, sin-sick world like all of us, oh God. And because of that, you allowed him to die so we might live. We thank you, oh God, for life today. Life, even if we die today, we still will begin to live that abundant life, that life that Jesus came and died so that all of us would be able to accomplish it. So we ask now that you continue to lift up the preacher and that you will continue to allow your spirit to abide. Your spirit is certainly with us. We ask that you bless every home that is listening to this worship experience now. We ask that you move by your spirit, touch every ear that's listening now in the name of Jesus. Do what needs to be done in the lives of those who are listening to us today, oh God. Lord, we thank you. We lift up the president of these United States of America, and we ask that you hold him accountable or help him to do what it is that he needs to do. Oh God, we thank you. And then we thank you for those who are willing to serve and come and try to help bring us together. So we're not here to stand in judgment about anybody's salvation or anything. But we want to pray and ask that you prick the hearts and minds of all who are coming to serve, whether they are in you or not. We know that you, oh God, can move them to you. And we know that everybody needs to have a heart of compassion. But if they don't know you, oh God, I pray that you prick their hearts and minds and lead them to you. Let them know, oh God, that you've got a church of people who is praying for these issues that are going on in the United States of America. We lift up the world to you, oh God. We lift up Israel to you. And we ask, oh God, that you continue to bless all of your people, oh Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everything now. In the name of Jesus, we pray, and we thank you for the opportunity of women to be able to be heard and to serve, and we ask that you not allow the opportunity to be taken for granted. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and we offer it all to you now. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Now, at this time, I'd like to present to you and introduce to others Reverend Rodney McCullough, who is my husband and who is a child of the Most High God. He's also an associate minister and assistant at Spread the Word Ministries, and we thank you, oh God, for allowing him to be able to be here and speak with us today. He is a father, a grandfather, a husband, a person who knows you, a person who has been used by you for many years, oh Lord, and has many, many more years to serve yet to come. So we thank you, and we present to you now Reverend Rodney McCullough, who will come and break the bread of life to us today with another word preached.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. Thank you, Reverend Carolyn McCullough. I know you very well. Thank you for that introduction. And we are just praising the Lord. I thank God for the person and the preacher, Reverend Lil Broadway. Thank you, Reverend Lil. My soul has been stirred by you allowing God to use you. Notice I give all credit to God, but God used Reverend Lil Broadway, and to God be the glory. My soul has been stirred. It's good to be here. It's good to be here, and it's good to have another opportunity to be able to preach God's word. And I just wish I could see everybody wherever they are, because I just want you to take a pause, a station break, wherever you are, and just give God a hand clap of praise. You might be in your car. You might be in your living room. You might be in your kitchen. You might be outside, wherever you are. I don't know, but just pause and give God a hand clap of praise. Why? Because God is so good. He's so worthy. He's so deserving. You know what? He woke you up this morning. The alarm clock didn't wake you up, but God woke you up. He touched you and got you up. He started you on your way. I don't know if you have an automobile. If you do, you're blessed, but he put some gas in it so you can make it from point A to point B. He put a roof over your head. He put food on your table. Oh, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. If you got a job, stop and give him some praise. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I want to thank God for all the folk who work in the background for this radio broadcast, Sister Frazier and others who make this possible. You don't hear many words from them, but oh, how they do so much to make this broadcast possible. And now let's go to the word, Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, I want to begin at verse 8. Romans chapter 10, beginning at verse 8, it says, the word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Remember the word proclaim. Proclaim means to preach. Remember the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, it says you will be saved. Well, with the heart one believes and is justified. And with the mouth one confessed and is saved. For the scripture says everyone who believes in him will be put to shame. Oh, for there is no distinction between Jews and Greeks. Oh, hallelujah. For the same God, for the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. Verse 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now watch this in verse 14. It transitions and starts to talk about the word being preached. Verse 14 says, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? How are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? as it is written. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. And I'll stop right there and go over to Acts chapter 2. And I just want to read three verses. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. Paul, or Peter, has just experienced the fall of the Holy Ghost on him. And here's what he does. In verse 14 of chapter 2 of Acts. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted his voice and addressed them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let it be known to you and give ear to my words. And after preaching, here's what happened in verse number 40 of chapter 2. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exalt the form of preaching. He continued to exalt them, saying, save yourself from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and many were added that day, about 3,000 souls were added. If you will pray with me and for me, I want to preach from this title, The Power of Preaching. Subtitle, Preach, Preacher, Preach. The Power of Preaching. Subtitle, Preach, Preacher, Preach. Oh Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, Lord, I pray that it's acceptable in your sight. For you are all of our strength and you are our Redeemer. Lord, I pray now that you would give me preaching power. Teaching power, oh God, hide me behind your cross. God, I pray that if anything in me that's causing your word not to go forward, that you would move it right now. Then, God, I do ask for forgiveness of all of our sins, that your power, that your word might be preached with power and conviction, oh God. Elevate us all now above the cares of this world, that anything might be distracting us, oh God. And we give you all of the glory, for you are so worthy. Thank you again for this blessed, blessed opportunity. Oh God, to preach and teach your word. It's all because of you, because we don't have a word of our own. It's your word. Thank you, oh God, for your faithfulness towards us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God sent his son, and they called him Jesus. Jesus came to love, heal, and forgive. Jesus lived, oh, and Jesus died to buy my pardon. And now there's an empty grave, there's an empty tomb somewhere over in the promised land that proves that my Savior lives. And oh, because Jesus lives, we can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear are gone. Because I know who holds the future. Hallelujah. And now life is worth the living. Yes, it is. Just because he lives. Well, the power of preaching. This title would suggest that this message is about, but I can't preach about preaching until I talk a little bit about the preacher. Makes no sense for me to talk about preaching without first identifying a little bit about who the preacher is. And I want to remove some myths. I want to talk a little bit first about what doesn't make a preacher. What doesn't make a preacher? Just because a person is standing with a robe, that doesn't make that person a preacher. Or just because a person has a collar around their neck. Stop by to tell you that doesn't necessarily make a person a preacher. Standing behind a pulpit don't make a preacher. Even pastoring a church, to some of our amazement, doesn't really make a person a preacher. Some churches may have bishops. That doesn't make a person a preacher. Just because there's a reverend in front of your name, that doesn't necessarily make you a preacher. Hear me good. All who have accepted Christ as their Lord and their Savior. Not some, all who have accepted Christ as their Lord and their Savior are preachers. If you know who Jesus is as a Savior, as your Savior, breaking news, you are a preacher. A preacher is not identified just because the person is on TV preaching. A preacher is not identified because they have a mega church. A preacher is not identified by any position. I said earlier, they might be a bishop. A preacher is identified by what's written in Romans 10 and 15. And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? All who know Christ should be bringing the good news. All who know Christ should be bringing the good news. Matthew 28 says, go, and I'll paraphrase, highways and the byways, compel men and women. All of us should be preaching God's word. Jesus preached many sermons. One of the things Jesus said in Matthew 28, in Matthew 5, not 28, in Matthew 5, Jesus sat on the top of a mountain and he preached for several days. He opened his mouth, the word says, and he preached, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus sat and preached and taught many days on the backside of that mountain. Well, let's talk a little bit about Paul and his love for the church. Paul wrote this letter in Romans to a particular church in Rome. And Paul prayed that those who were in the church would be saved. And y'all, we should be praying every day. We should be praying every day that people would get saved, that people would come to know Jesus as a Savior, that as the word said, that people would confess with their mouths and believe in their heart. We should be praying every day. You know what? You don't want anybody in your circle. You don't want anybody to go to hell and you go to heaven. I hate to be in heaven and those I love, those others are in hell. So we should be praying every day. Every day that folks would get saved. Every day that folk would come to know a Savior. Hallelujah. You know one thing? We can't save ourselves. We all need a Savior. And Paul had enough sense to be praying for this church in Romans. He prayed that they would be saved. And we should be praying that same prayer out in Radio Land. You should be praying that folk should come to know Christ as a Savior. A drowning person can't save themselves. Fall in a pool of water and you don't know how to swim, you're going to drown. Because a drowning person can't save themselves. A drowning person needs a Savior, Reverend Eric. A drowning person needs somebody to go out a lifeline. Somebody to come in and get them. And that's where we are. We need a Savior because we can't save ourselves. And that Savior is Jesus. Paul prayed that the church might be saved. They didn't submit. This church in Rome didn't submit to Jesus' righteousness. They were trying to create a righteousness on their own. And that reminds me of many of us today. We're also trying to create a righteousness of our own because we don't want to submit to the word. We don't want to submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. But I stop by to tell you, the only way the only way to the Father through the Son. Christ is the end of the law. Once the law was the end, but when Jesus came and died, now Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. It says that, and I read, it says that the word is near you. It says it's even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. That gave me clear understanding, Radio Land, that all who know Jesus as a Savior is a preacher. Now, let me clarify something, because there is something called the ordained ministry. In the ordained ministry is those who have been ordained to preach by a body, by a church, by a denomination. And they've been ordained to preach, most likely by a bishop or by somebody in authority. They've been ordained to preach. Somebody laid their hands upon their head and say, go ye and preach God's word. That's the ordained clergy. But I stop by to tell you, the ordained clergy is just a small part of people, just a small population compared to all of the people who know Christ as a Savior. And it would behoove me if God would put that kind of pressure on the ordained ministry to go out and save everybody in the world. That's a tall. And he said that I wish that none should perish, but that all should come into the full knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. So that would be a tall order for just the ordained clergy. I wish you were following me today. That would be a tall order for just the ordained clergy. So that's why God's word is saying that all who know me as a Savior, all who accepted Jesus Christ, are preachers in your own right. And now the army of preachers has grown tremendously, because we're not just talking about ordained clergy, but we're talking about everybody who have accepted him, everybody who know who Jesus Christ is in their life as a Savior. Oh, the power of preaching. Preach. Preach, preacher, preach. Don't mean to scare you, but if you've accepted Christ out there in Radio Land, you're a preacher. And what should a preacher be doing? A preacher should be preaching. Does preaching sound like what Reverend Lil did today? Yes. Does preaching may sound like what I'm doing now? Yes. But that's not the only voice of a preacher. That's not the only style of a preacher. You can be sitting down in your living room preaching to your son or your daughter, preaching to your spouse, preaching to your brother or your sister. What's preaching? Preaching is sharing the good news. Preaching is talking about a Savior, as Reverend Lil preached earlier, a Savior who came to die. Preaching is about telling somebody that, yeah, Jesus died, but he got up. And how did he get up? He got up because his Father touched him. And now all you have to do is accept him as your Lord and your Savior. Y'all, I stop by to tell you, that's preaching. And I believe this message was designed for Radio Land, because I believe that there's so many out there who has the myth or is confused about preaching, who thinks that all those things I talked about earlier only make a preacher. But before you get off the line today, before I end this message, I want you to know without a shadow of a doubt that if you know Jesus, then you are a preacher. And if you're a preacher, you call to preach. You call to preach to a lost and a dying world. What does the word say? How can they hear the word? How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him in whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they're sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Do you see anything in this text I just read that says a preacher has to be someone who is ordained to preach, standing behind a pulpit wearing a collar? That's not in this text. So, and it comes on the heel of this.
Believe in your heart that Jesus raised him from the dead and you will be saved. It comes on the heel of that. So that tells me preaching goes beyond the ordained ministry, and it falls squarely on your lap if you know him as a Savior. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that because that opens up the doors for so many people to share God's word. So many people to share God's word. Let's look at this quickly. I find my way to my closing. Let's look at this quickly from Peter's perspective. Peter believed that preaching is not about the person, but preaching is what God does to and through the person. Preaching is not about me. Preaching is what God does to and through me. Preaching is what God does to and through you. Look at Peter, because I believe Peter's a lot like us. From Carolyn, Peter declared, Lord, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. Even if I have to die, I'll never leave you. Those were Peter's words. And you know, many of us confess things that we never stick to. Watch this now. Yet warning Peter, warming by the fire at the enemy camp, he stands and he denies Christ. Not once, not twice, but three times. They ask, do you know the fella? No, I don't know him. Had you been with him? No, I have not been with that fella. You sound like him. Are you sure you don't know Jesus? And Peter denies him three times. And there are many of us who are listening to this message today have denied Christ. How have we denied him? We denied him by not sharing his word. We denied him by not obeying his word. And there are many of us listening today who have denied Christ. And after the third denial, there was a sound from saying Peter, who earlier walked on water until he got distracted. Saying Peter, who pulled out a sword, cut off a man's ears. The same Peter who had a lot of issues and hang-ups and hook-ups. And I believe I'm preaching and teaching to a lot of people today who have a lot of hang-ups. Because I know I myself have a lot of hang-ups and hook-ups, situations in my life. And Peter was no different. But what qualified Peter to preach God's word? The same thing that qualifies us. Peter spent some time in the upper room. Jesus left. He says, go. And don't leave that room until you are endued, until the power fall on you. And when the power fall, when the Holy Ghost fell, Peter stood up. And Peter preached. Radio land, that same power, that same Holy Ghost that fell on Peter in that upper room is the same power, the same Holy Ghost that falls and have fell on many of us. And that's what qualified Peter to stand up and to preach God's word. And that's what qualifies you and me. Those who God has called through the shedding of Jesus' blood must now stand up. Y'all, it's a sin not to stand up to injustice. It's a sin not to stand up to wrongdoing. If we don't stand up, we are flat out sinning. Oh, there is a power in preaching. The preacher needs to preach, preacher, preach. We shouldn't preach to just a certain group of people, but we should preach to all. Peter stood up and he addressed it, all who lived in Jerusalem. He didn't pick and choose, and we can't pick and choose either. But Peter stood up and he preached to all. Peter told them to listen carefully. And I need to tell you all today that if you have a word from the Lord, you can command people to listen. We can command people to listen. We can command people's attention because we have something to say. Not of our own strength or our own might, but we have something to say. A word from the Lord. Peter stood up and he And he set the record straight. He said, let me set the record straight. And we need to set the record straight as it relates to preaching. Preaching is about proclaiming the good news. Oh, the enemy has painted a picture. Most likely in all of our lives. And the enemy has painted a picture of gloom and despair. And every morning we wake up, we look at that picture that the enemy has painted. Because the enemy places that picture in the forefront of our mind. And to many of us, that picture looks awful. To many of us, that picture looks like there's no hope. To many of us, that picture looks like there's no future. For many of us, that picture looks like there's no way out. For many of us, that picture that the enemy is painted is one that has our mind held at captive. But I compel you today to press your way and take a look behind that picture that the enemy has painted. Because there's always a picture behind the picture. And the picture behind the picture is the real picture. The picture behind the picture is the picture that God has painted. The picture behind the picture behind the picture is the picture that God has created for your life. And if you could just but press your way behind which the enemy presents and see what God has for your life. He said he wished that none should perish, that all should come into the knowledge of who he is. And if you look and notice how God pictures is contrastly different from the picture of the enemy, to record straight by preaching God's word. Preaching should always point out sin. How can we preach if there's sin in our lives? We have to ask God for forgiveness and then stand boldly and preach God's word. Preaching should make people feel bad only because of their sins. Preaching should make people feel good because there's something called grace that covers us. Thank you, Lord. Preaching should move us to ask, what shall I do? Once we preach to people, it should move people to ask, what shall I do to be saved? Preaching should lead people to repentance, to receive the Holy Ghost. If you don't remember anything else that I preached about today, I want you to tie this to your heart, that you are a preacher. How can they hear the word if a preacher don't preach? You've accepted him as your Lord and your Savior, then you too are a preacher. And the challenge is now for us, are we going to stand up and preach and believe God's word? Or are we going to allow the enemy to say something different? My prayer today is that all who are under the sound of my voice, if you have accepted Christ as your Lord and your Savior, that you would take this message to heart. I believe this message is designed for Radio Land. I pray that you would take this message to heart. And not tomorrow, but today. Tell somebody about the goodness of Christ. Might be somebody in your house, might be your neighbor, might be somebody you can call. Tell somebody about the goodness of Christ. Tell somebody about a Christ who came, who died, but he got up again. Tell somebody about a Jesus Christ who sits in heaven today interceding for your sin. Tell somebody about a God who sent his only son. Tell somebody about the good news. And don't wait for your pastor to do it. You do it because you are called to do it. Because you too know Jesus as a Savior. Lord, I pray that this message don't fall on any deaf ear. But Lord, I pray that you allow this message to go into our hearts and go into our souls. I pray, God, that you allow your word. And please, not because anything any good in me, but because of you, oh God,
I pray that you allow this word to come alive in us. And because and when it comes alive, we're able to open our mouth, preach, tell others, tell a lost and a dying world about a living Savior. There is power in preaching. And I want to say to you, preach, preacher, preach. Thank you, O God, for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. It is in Jesus' name. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Rodney, for sharing out of your heart and helping us to understand that we all are called really to the message of reconciliation. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are all preachers. So the power of preaching, preach, preacher, preach. That means all of us who are saved are preachers. And Sister Lil took us to the cross and brought us back. And Reverend Rodney now gives us our marching orders when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So all of us have been blessed today, and I thank the Lord that we have an opportunity to be led to Christ today. And so we're going to listen to this song by Chester D.T. Baldwin, The God of Another Chance. And following that, I'm going to come back and I'm going to do an invitation. So I pray that
it would
you
not
pray
be right
that the Lord will bless you through the lyrics of this song. Amen.
And not give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus. It's a simple act of faith to confess that you are lost and you need a Savior. Come trusting, come believing, but come. Don't put it off. Do it right now as the choir sings. I'm falling.
Aren't you glad we serve a God of another chance? I don't know about you, but we are human and we mess up all of the time. And that's what I heard the preacher talk about today when he said that grace does abound and only grace comes from Christ Jesus. And I thank the Lord that we have an opportunity to always come to him and to always tell him that we're sorry. The one thing about it that the preacher preached about, he said that preaching ought to convict us of sin. Preaching ought to make us not feel bad, but preaching ought to make us feel good. And preaching should also move us to action. Preaching moving us to action is our response when we come and give our lives to Christ. So today, you have an opportunity to come and say, I'm sorry, Lord, for everything that I have done. I didn't mean it. I didn't want to hurt you, oh God. So please forgive me. And when we pray that prayer, he will definitely hear our prayer and answer. So if you're in the audience today and you would like to give your life to Christ, there's no better time to do it than today after having listened to these two powerful messages sent to us from God, straight from the heart of God. So I would ask that you pray this prayer with me in your heart, out loud, however you want to pray it. But I'm going to pray and you just repeat after me. Dear God, I am a sinner. And I have sinned against you. Forgive me for the sins I have committed. Come into my heart. Clean me up from all unrighteousness. I want you to be my Savior and my Lord. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Help me to live a life dedicated to you. Thank you for saving me and filling me with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that simple prayer, we invite you to get into a Bible study that's serious about the Lord. And what I'm finding is that the International Sunday School lesson is so powerful and blessing us every Sunday. And we invite you to join us for Bible study this week. We will be studying the 48th chapter of the book of Genesis. Don't feel bad if you haven't been in the Bible study. We will bring you up to speed and move you, propel you forward. So we invite you to join us in Bible study this Wednesday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so very much for being in our worship today, and I pray that you have been blessed. We invite you to join us every Sunday at Let's Do It Radio broadcast all over the world. You can worship with us on your computer, on your phones, on your tablets. And the blessing about all of this is that if you miss the live show, you can always listen to us 24/7 just by clicking on the link. We want you to have church anytime you need it. Amen. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/doitallinthemall and click on the radio broadcast and listen at any time. Thank you so very much for being with us. We love you and pray that you will have a blessed and prosperous week. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you.
they stop in my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.